Good afternoon and happy Easter. I miss you guys. I know that we never have youth on Easter because it's such a big day and everybody has Sunday morning church and probably a lot of family stuff going on. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I know it's kind of a big week. You're coming off of spring break. This week is normal, but then I believe everybody gets next Monday off, the 8th, which is Beatrice's birthday. Although I guess another reason you get it off is probably because of the eclipse. So remember, don't look straight at the sun ever, actually, but, you know, especially during an eclipse. So I'm sure all you guys know that. I just wanted to share a couple words as I don't have a sermon tonight, but I wanted to talk a little bit and just kind of send something out so that you guys at least have something to listen to. Until next week when we're back, which we will be next week, normal youth. And so today, probably every pastor talks about the resurrection. I know Andy did a good job talking about what it meant for Mary Magdalene and some other things, especially with what it means for us, obviously. But he used John, and I was reading through John today, and the very last verse, John 21, 25 is, Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. And so that is not always something that we talk about. It's not really a preachable sermon, so to speak. But it's not surprising. So basically what John is saying there is after the resurrection, Jesus did a ton of stuff. He could be referring to just his entire time on earth. But one of the things we sometimes forget is just because he went up to heaven didn't mean that he stopped working for us, stopped loving us, stopped doing all of these things. Obviously, we pray to him, we talk to him, we have hope in him. And so it's important to remember that he continued doing things. And so even his time on earth, even though it was short compared to most everybody else's, he still did a ton, and all that he did was from love, from help, from healing, from showing the way to God, showing the way to heaven. And John saying this means that he could have written a ton more about it. A lot of people will sometimes talk about the Gospels and how they're a little different. Honestly, that shows a little bit of how they're real, because if you wanted this to be fictional, if you wanted this to be something that everybody would believe in, you'd make it iron tight. And by that I mean, like, you'd lock in exactly each of the accounts so they'd all match up and everything would be completely right. But people wrote it, like real people who wrote it after living it, or for some of them during living it, and so they wrote what God inspired them to write, and they wrote what they remembered, and they wrote what they'd been told, and all of these things show that they were just writing from the heart, which is what we all do. We serve from the heart. And so the fact that Jesus did many other things after the resurrection is really cool, and you wonder, well, why doesn't it tell us? Why doesn't it tell us everything? Well, again, John says it, the Bible is really long, and the Gospels could be longer, obviously, but if he wrote down every single thing Jesus did, it would start to become just something that we look at as, oh, well, Jesus already did this. Jesus already accomplished this. And we'd stop kind of doing things ourselves. Jesus before this, also in John, had said in 14:12-14, "Very truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. Because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." So basically what he's saying is, we are going to do, people that follow him can do even greater works than him. Now, obviously, if you're like, wait, so he died for our sins, healed people, helped people, like literally lived his life for other people, and then rose again, how in the world can we do greater things than this? Well, in one context, he might mean greater in terms of more, because on earth, he only did things for 33 years, and his ministry was 3 years. Now, obviously, in the time before he started his ministry, I'm sure he still helped people. I'm sure he still talked about God and all of these things. We see that from his age 12 excerpt where he talks to the priests. But regardless, his time on earth was very short. And so he's saying, not only will you hopefully have a more time on earth than me, but you also have me, because he's kind of laying the, well, he's definitely laying the groundwork for all of this. He set the example for what we should look like. Before him, people did their best. They followed God. They followed the laws. He came and he said, hey, this is what we're supposed to do. And I don't mean follow his actions exactly. Like, you don't be like, okay, well, here's the path from the gospel, and this is what he did, and this is exactly who he talked to. I'm going to come up with a formula on how to follow this. But he sacrificed every day. Someone recently asked me what the cross means to me, and it means sacrifice. It means his sacrifice, obviously, but also the fact that each day of his life was a sacrifice. And so we sacrifice. We sacrifice various things. Sometimes, yes, that means we sacrifice where it's painful, or we even sacrifice our lives in different ways, but it mainly means we sacrifice what we want for what we need. We sacrifice what is short-term happiness for what is good for all, what is good for others, what is help for others, what is love for others. We sacrifice grudges. We sacrifice hatred. We sacrifice greed. And you're thinking, well, those things aren't bad to sacrifice. Sacrifice isn't a bad thing. Obviously, there are times that sacrifice is difficult and times that sacrifice is painful, but sacrifice on itself just means you're giving up something for someone else. You're giving up something that you could have. And in some cases, we do sacrifice bad things. In some cases, we do sacrifice good things. But regardless, we do it for him, and we do it for others, to show others who he is. And that's what the resurrection is about. It's not about, oh man, Easter is over. We had such a wonderful service, and our pastor talked about the resurrection and about what it means, and Jeff talked a little bit about what works Jesus did and what we're supposed to do. I can't wait for school again, although I'm sure very few of you would actually say that, but I can't wait to just get back to life. Well, Easter may end in terms of the calendar, but how we live should always be like that. I said this around Christmas time too. We should always live like Jesus. We should take Easter and Christmas as these giant days where everybody's in tune, and where the whole church is kind of being the whole church, and where everybody in the world is receptive, partially because of the calendar, but more so because the people in the church and the Christians in the world are like really truly being like Jesus. And we should take that as kind of like a refreshment, a gas station, and then move forward doing everything we can, because Jesus said, hey, you're going to do great things. You're going to do greater things. You're going to live for me, and I'm going to give you everything that you ask for. He's not talking cars. He's not talking money. Although, you know, who knows? Maybe you'll get some of that stuff. What he's talking about is everything that you need, everything that will help others, everything that can help you to be more like him. Asking for patience, asking for guidance, asking for help. All of these things matter. All of these things are things that we can live for, that we can show others. And that's the most important thing, is we love God and we live our lives for him, and then we show others what that looks like. We don't judge. We don't hate. We don't hold a checklist up to them and say, hey, you got to do this. We say, hey, this is a relationship with Jesus. This is what we're supposed to look like. This is how we're supposed to live for him. And it's love God, love others. Obviously something I say a lot. So just remember, just because tomorrow's Monday and we're back into April, you don't stop living like Easter. You don't stop living like Christmas. You don't stop living like Jesus. Show people that this is a year-round thing, a life-round thing. Show people what he did and what he said is true, that he did so much. But then one of the biggest things he did, even after he'd sacrificed everything and come back, was to show us that there's more to do, that he gave us a calling, he gives us a life, he gives us hope, and so we now go and show others. So everybody have a wonderful week, have a wonderful time, happy Easter, and that's all I got.